folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's audio article is titled, Fighting to Remain Healthy. When the average person thinks of hormones, they know they make us tick as they control our daily lives. When it comes to hormones and allopathic medicine, the imbalance is seen as a combination of symptoms, part of the aging process, and being a woman. The patient discusses their health concerns with the doctor, for example. I feel stressed. I do not sleep well. I feel tired all the time. My joints hurt. I feel as though I am swollen. My periods are not regular, and I keep gaining weight, even though I do not eat that much. What is going on? Low cortisol or high cortisol are some of the leading causes of inflammation and sickness. The drugs do not really help. In fact, they compound the issues. The doctor relies on his medical training, which is not based on holistic medicine, the original medicine from over 2,000 years ago. The new kid on the block, allopathic medicine, which is based on the 1910 landmark study of medical education in the United States and Canada, formally titled Medical Education in the United States and Canada, known as the Flexner Report. The report was authored by Abraham Flexner, an educator commissioned by the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching and, in the shadows, by John D. Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation. It was an ingenious report, especially after they vilified all other healing arts. Once that was done, they controlled the health of the nation while being tied to the pharmaceutical industry. Treatment based on the patient's symptoms, keeping the patient hooked on drugs for each and every symptom. The vast majority of current medical schools in North America are based on Flexner's model. Even if adapted over time, the core education system remains the same. The medical doctor may tell the patient that a few tests are in order. They may feel your neck and say your thyroid seems a bit swollen and that you may be retaining water, hurting joints, which at your age may be the start of arthritis. Or they might say, it is all due to stress, because in this day and age, it seems like everyone is stressed. They can prescribe a few things that should help you begin feeling better. Out comes the prescription pad for your thyroid. You should be on Synthroid. Of course, they rarely tell you that once you begin, you will be on it for life. And you will also get some sleeping pills and some water pills for the fluid retention. Your stress and weight gain could be tied to cortisol, so they will test for that and begin you with some Nizoral to help lower your high cortisol. If your tests show low cortisol, they will prescribe prednisone. As long as you continue on the drugs, you should begin feeling better. It should be noted that diet-related diseases are the leading cause of death in the U.S. and Canada. Yet a 2023 survey found that about 58% of U.S. medical students reported receiving no formal nutrition education during their 4 years of medical school. And those who did received an average of only about 3 hours per year, 12 hours in total. It is the medical treadmill. The source of the illness never gets treated, just the symptoms grow, and with them, the drugs they administer. When I teach, I illustrate how the untreated core illness and the disease it produces travel in packs exactly like wolves. If you are afflicted with a core illness, untreated symptoms very soon begin to multiply and are manifested throughout the body while the core issue remains. The treatment often leads to having operations, radiation, or chemotherapy. A lot of money is generated this way, and the fees continue with multiple drugs, from chronic pain to depression, from diabetes to dementia. The glands become inflamed and low functioning, or in case of the adrenals, the cortisol levels fluctuate from very low to high. New diseases are labeled and they each have a prescribed protocol. The poor thyroid gland cries for help. The adrenals hear the cries and in their non-functioning state offer adrenaline, while nerves become unhinged as anxiety goes through the roof. The hardworking liver becomes imbalanced, combined with low functioning adrenal levels, leading to chronic fatigue, bringing on anxiety and stress, leading to a nervous breakdown, mental illness, and death. As you can see, the pack mentality for symptomatic treatment is mirrored to prescription drugs. And the more the symptoms appear, the more the drugs are administered and interact to compound the core issue. If that is not bad enough, the worst part is that the patient's condition is monitored under full medical supervision. Walk into any hospital and see for yourself. We call this progress? What a scam. that we should not forget about the iatrogenic effects referred to adverse conditions or complications in patients that result from medical treatment, diagnostic procedures, or other healthcare interventions which are unintentional by the system and can arise from medications, surgeries, infections acquired in healthcare settings, or medical errors in care. Here are the statistics according to studies. Up to 106,000 deaths per year in the US are due to non-air-related adverse drug reactions, ADRs, meaning even when drugs are correctly prescribed and taken as directed. In addition, 7,000 to 9,000 deaths annually result from medication errors in hospitals. Research suggests that about 25% of emergency hospital admissions are linked to adverse drug reactions or medication-related problems, particularly in older adults. 51% of drug-related ICU admissions due to iatrogenic causes were deemed preventable in one study. Common causes include prescribing errors, inadequate monitoring, drug interactions, and polypharmacy, use of multiple medications, especially in elderly patients. Some analyses rank iatrogenic causes as the third leading cause of death in the US behind heart disease and cancer, with estimates of up to 250,000 total iatrogenic deaths per year. If we consider holistic or naturopathic medicine as an alternative to allopathic medicine, because it focuses on treating the whole person, encompassing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, this approach views the body in its entirety as an interconnected system where imbalances in one area can affect overall health and emphasizes the links between lifestyle, environment, and personal beliefs. Naturopathic doctors receive extensive nutrition training as a core component of their education, covering clinical nutrition in depth, including therapeutic diets, nutritional biochemistry, and the role of nutrition in preventing and managing chronic diseases. One would think holistic medicine would be the most recognized form of medicine since diet-related diseases are the leading cause of death, but it is not the case. Naturopathic doctors are licensed professionals in some Canadian provinces. They do not have the same legal recognition, scope of practice, or integration into the healthcare system as medical doctors. If we are to address the growing risk of disease and death, we had better give equal access to naturopathic doctors as we do to medical doctors. The same applies for natural health products as well, yet there is still a double standard used against NHPs. As you know, all drugs or medical products like aspirin can list everything that the product can do, whereas products that are licensed NHP, which unfortunately are in a subclass of drugs, can say very little and may even have harsh warnings on the label. How often we see the health warnings placed on NHPs for almost every product being sold, for example, do not use if pregnant or breastfeeding. Many of the warnings are unjustified and may in fact benefit the pregnant mother, but they are avoided because of the warnings. Yet prescription drugs that are toxic are given to pregnant women for depression, headaches, sleep disorders, thyroid issues, and adrenal fatigue, since they would never consider offering a natural health product or even a herbal tea. They would rather give a drug when the product insert states they are dangerous to pregnant women, anything but endorsing a natural health product that would be better tolerated. I do believe Health Canada assumes everyone is taking prescription drugs and the natural products may trigger certain side effects due to the drugs. They may give licensing for natural health products, but they certainly do not want them being widely used. Now, according to the latest information, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other officials, including the Food and Drug Administration's Commissioner Marty McCary, announced on September 22 that the use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, by pregnant women may be associated with an increased risk of neurological conditions such as autism and ADHD in children. And this is only one out of many. The difference between allopathic medicine and holistic naturopathic medicine is that allopathic medicine tries to force the body into doing what is not part of its original design. This is the sledgehammer approach with drugs, biopsies, surgery, and vaccines, when all that is needed is proper understanding of how the body functions and the redirecting of its natural flow. Holistic medicine understands that when the body comes into a state of stress, it is seeking the means to enter into a state of balance, for it knows that the body is capable of healing on its own. What it needs is pure water, clean food, adequate sleep, proper grounding to restore energy, adequate movement, daily sun exposure, the removal of toxic negative energy in the form of radiation from cell towers to cell phones and smart devices, the removal of drugs that shut down the healing process, and the incorporation of natural medicine that helps bring your body into a state of alignment so the body can heal itself. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at doctorschoice.ca.